You are listening to IP Management Voice, your podcast about the world of IP and IP management. We talk about the smartest minds in the knowledge economy so that you can learn from them. If you want to know more, you can subscribe to our newsletter and research the latest topics on our content platform, Dplex, with the world's most important experts on IP and IP management. The content featured in this episode, which is about how startups can demonstrate the strength of their IP to attract investors, comes from Ilanit Appelfeld.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're tackling a really core concept for understanding business success. It's this idea of a moat.
Right. Like the defenses around a castle.
Exactly. What protects a company from competitors. Mm-hmm. And we're going to zero in on one really powerful type of moat. Intellectual property, IP.
Mm-hmm. Because investors, they really care about this stuff. It tells them if a company can last.
So what are those key ingredients? The things that make certain companies so attractive, so resilient for investors? Let's find out.
Yeah, absolutely. Investors aren't just looking at, you know, today's numbers. They're trying to figure out the long game, staying power.
And a strong IP portfolio.
Yeah.
That's a big signal.
Huge signal. We're talking patents, trademarks, and also trade secrets, which people sometimes forget about. It shows a company can, well, handle the tough times and actually thrive long term.
Okay. So for our listeners, understanding this IP moat idea gives them a good way to look at businesses, whether they're investing or just curious.
Precisely. It's a framework for evaluation.
So our mission today is basically to show how a good IP portfolio isn't just like legal paperwork. It's a real asset.
A fundamental asset, yeah. It demonstrates that potential for lasting success.
And that's what gets investors interested. So we'll hit patents, trademarks, and those quieter ones, trade secrets.
Sounds good. Let's maybe start with market exclusivity, how patents and trademarks create that shield.
Perfect. The patent and trademark shield. How does that work?
Okay, so patents and trademarks, they essentially grant a company a period where they own a piece of the market exclusively.
So a patent stops competitors from making the same thing.
Right, from making, using, or selling a specific invention, for a set time anyway. It gives the inventor some breathing room.
And trademarks, they protect the brand.
Exactly. The name, the logo, the look and feel stops others from using something confusingly similar. You don't want customers getting tricked.
Okay, so from an investor's point of view, that exclusivity. That's a big plus.
Oh, definitely. Think about it. If you have a patent on some really cool new widget, it means others can't just jump in and copy it right away. That allows you potentially higher profit margins.
Because there's less direct competition driving prices down.
Precisely. And you can hold on to your market share more easily. Investors see that exclusivity translating directly into, well, more reliable growth and better returns. That's what they're looking for.
But it's not just about having a patent, is it? It needs to be a good one.
That's a crucial point. A really impactful patent, it doesn't just cover the current widget. It anticipates future versions, maybe blocks competitors from designing around it. Broad claims are key.
Ah, so it makes it much harder for rivals. They're legally blocked.
Right. And investors look for that. They want patents with strong claims that are enforceable, that equals healthier profits, secure market share, reliable growth, ROI.
So how does a company show investors they have this kind of strong patent protection? It's not just a list, right?
No, smart companies are proactive. They'll present their registered patents clearly, show where their protected key markets are important.
And they need to show they actually defend them.
Yes. Sharing examples of successful enforcement actions is huge. It shows they're not passive. They'll fight to protect their turf.
So it proves the moat is real, not just theoretical.
Exactly. And then they connect it to the numbers. Show how this exclusivity, this protection, leads to stable revenue, strong market share, concrete proof.
Okay, let's switch to trademarks then. How do they build brand loyalty? We all have brands we stick with, that trust factor.
And that loyalty is incredibly valuable. Gold. Really, for long-term performance.
Because loyal customers mean steady sales.
Predictable sales, consistent revenue. Investors really analyze that stickiness. How loyal are these customers? Will they leave if prices go up a bit? Or if a competitor offers something shiny?
High stickiness is good, obviously.
Very good. It signals a powerful, defensible brand. Think customer lifetime value, low churn rates. It makes the company seem more stable, more attractive as an investment.
Because repeat business is fundamental for long-term value.
Absolutely. It boosts the company's overall valuation significantly.
So how do companies prove this brand loyalty to investors beyond just showing the logo?
Yeah, well, they'll show their trademark registrations, again, highlighting the jurisdictions.
Ooh.
But crucially, they show the metrics.
Yeah.
Customer retention rates, what percentage of revenue comes from specifically branded products, maybe brand recognition surveys, net promoter scores, things like that.
Data to back up the claim of loyalty.
Exactly. And just like with patents, showing they've successfully defended their brand against copycats or infringers, that reinforces the value, shows they're protecting that brand equity they've built.
Okay, so IP helps protect the current market position. But investors are always looking ahead, right? Future potential. How does IP signal that?
Right. A strong IP portfolio is a massive signal for innovation leadership. It tells investors this company isn't just resting on its laurels.
It shows they're still inventing, still developing.
Exactly. They're investing in R&D, and crucially, they have a way, their IP, to protect the results of that innovation.
So it suggests they can keep leading, maybe even dominate down the road.
Yeah, that's the implication. It's very attractive to investors looking for future growth. It shows a commitment to staying ahead.
This is where it gets really interesting for me. So a company with patents and trademarks isn't just safe now, it's kind of advertising its future innovation.
Pretty much. It's like waving a flag saying, we're built to innovate and we protect what we build.
How do they make sure investors really get that message?
Well, first, they showcase not just the IP they have, but what's in the pipeline. Pending patents, pending trademarks, especially for core innovations.
Is a peek into the future roadmap.
Yeah. Second, they need to clearly explain how their IP strategy lines up with their R&D plans, their overall growth strategy. It has to connect.
Makes sense.
And third, provide proof. Show concrete examples where their existing IP has actually helped them score strategic partnerships or maybe licensing deals, collaborations.
So the IP isn't just defensive, it's actively creating opportunities.
Precisely. That adds a lot of weight to claims about future potential.
Now, we've talked patents and trademarks. They're public records, mostly. But you mentioned trade secrets earlier. Less visible, right? Why are they so important?
Absolutely vital.
Yeah.
Trade secrets are basically confidential information that gives a business an edge.
Like what kind of information?
Could be anything, really. Proprietary processes, special manufacturing techniques, formulas, the classic Coca-Cola recipe example.
Right.
Or even non-public business strategies, customer lists sometimes. Anything that provides a competitive advantage because it's secret.
And the big difference with patents is?
Duration. Unlike patents, which expire, trade secrets can potentially offer protection forever, perpetually, as long as they stay secret.
Wow, perpetual protection. That's huge.
Yeah.
But how do you show the value of a secret to investors? You can't just tell them the secret, can you?
No, definitely not. That's the tricky part. It requires a careful approach.
So what do they do?
They'll often talk about the existence of unique methods or processes, emphasize the impact, how it gives them an advantage, makes them faster, cheaper, better, without revealing the how.
Okay, focus on the benefit, not the secret itself.
Exactly. And then, critically, they detail the robust measures they take to keep it secret.
Like NDAs and stuff?
Yes, strong confidentiality agreements with employees, partners, also physical security, digital security, like restricted access, encryption, and employee training is key, making sure everyone understands the importance of secrecy.
So demonstrating they have formal policies and they actually enforce them.
That's crucial. It gives investors confidence that these valuable unseen assets are being properly managed and protected. It shows discipline.
Okay, this is all making sense. To really tie together, let's look at an example. You mentioned Stripe earlier.
Yeah, Stripe's a great case study. They've totally changed online payments, and their IP strategy is a perfect example of mixing these different types of protection.
And investors clearly like it. They've raised a ton of money.
Absolutely. Now, Stripe does have patents, sure, related to payment processing, fraud detection, things like that.
But that's not the whole story.
Not at all. A huge chunk of their competitive edge comes from stuff protected as trade secrets. Their core back-end architecture, sophisticated algorithms for optimization, their fraud models.
Things that are really hard to copy or figure out from the outside.
Exactly. Very hard to reverse engineer. And they guard these fiercely as trade secrets.
And it's not just the tech, right? Stripe's really popular with developers. That seems like part of their moat, too.
Definitely. They've built incredible brand loyalty in that community. Developer-friendly tools, reliable integration, that gets them big clients. Shopify, Amazon, Lyft, they trust Stripe.
So that trust, those relationships, that's part of the value.
Huge part. It translates into massive, consistent business volume. And that brand recognition, that trust, it's backed up by trademarks protecting their name and look.
Okay, so it's a combination.
A powerful synergy, yeah. You've got the hard-to-copy tech protected mainly by trade secrets, specific innovations covered by patents, and this really strong, trusted brand protected by trademarks.
And layers of protection.
Exactly. It creates this highly defensible market position, and that's what investors looking for long-term sustainable growth find so appealing.
So wrapping up our deep dive today, the big takeaway seems pretty clear. A strong, well-managed IP portfolio, patents, trademarks, and trade secrets is a serious business moat.
A very significant, multifaceted moat, yes. It signals a lot to investors. Protection, innovation, stability.
Right, the foundation for sustained growth and profit.
And, you know, as listeners look at companies, it's worth paying attention to those less obvious IP forms, like trade secrets.
Because they might not be public, but they can be incredibly valuable long-term.
Potentially perpetually valuable, if guarded well. They might not get the headlines like a big patent grant, but that lasting competitive advantage can be immense.
So a final thought to leave folks with. Beyond the obvious IP, what other maybe hidden strengths build a company's moat? Things that contribute to lasting success.
Exactly. It's often in those less visible advantages, those carefully guarded secrets or unique cultural aspects, where the truly enduring moats are found. Something to think about.
Thanks for listening to IP Management Voice. If there's any topic you'd like us to cover in this podcast or on the content platform Dplex, please get in contact and let us know.